you got the oldies station here, 92.1 WLNG. We got a special guest on the line right now. I want to say a good late morning to Melissa Errico. Good morning, Melissa. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm really good, thank you.
Now, people have been seeing the signs around town. A lot of signs coming up. You're going to be at the Bay Street Theater this Saturday night for a big show, kind of a Broadway cabaret sort of thing, right, Melissa?
That's right. I've performed at the Bay Street Theater before, doing plays and things, but this time they're going to get me just as myself with one of New York's best piano players singing cabaret music, you know, songs from shows and pop music. And I have a whole show put together that I've done, but I've kind of tailored it for Bay Street, because Bay Street is, and Sag Harbor in the Hamptons is where I fell in love with my husband, and that whole entire summer world over there is kind of where my heart lies. So I have to do everything special just for them. So I'm tailoring a show that I have done once before at Studio 54 twice, but for two nights, and I'm going to be doing it again in September. But the Bay Street crowd is going to get my summer version special for them.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I went online and was looking up some of the shows you've been doing. You've been doing Broadway and off-Broadway for, it looks like, about 25 years, and it seems like what you're doing now is kind of doing your own thing, borrowing from some of your stage experiences, some of the songs, some of the performances you've enjoyed, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I've done, you know, I just, like, 2 weeks ago, I spent a week with the San Diego Symphony doing the 4th of July concerts, and for the past couple of years, I have three small kids. I've been doing a lot of work with orchestras, going to Wolf Trap, working with Marvin Hamlisch, doing a lot more concert work, because that's really satisfying. It's extremely high-energy entertainment, and also it's not every single night like a Broadway schedule. So it works really well. I've worked on television this year doing Billions, and that was amazing. And I was just on the Gaffigan show, on this comedy show 2 weeks ago. You know, doing guest star work and getting to act and put on costumes feels great. But I'm enjoying these concerts where I come out as myself. I share so much that I know about, you know, theater and all the composers that I've worked with, and also the lessons and the wisdom and the funny of these songs. They really apply to everyday life. You don't have to be Auntie Mame to only, you know, portray her songs. I mean, they actually are wonderful things for all of us to hear, the great songs of Jerry Herman and Lerner and Lowe, and sometimes I borrow from Roberta Flack and James Taylor and you know, even really modern people like Sarah Bareilles or whatever. But I really enjoy the concert world, and right now it's just, you know, it clicks. I click with it. I love it. I love being with people as myself. A lot of actors are terrified of cabaret. I couldn't love it more. I love coming out and just being a girl. Sometimes I rent dresses from Rent the Runway, so I wear these crazy beautiful dresses that are worth $1 million, but I buy them for the night, you know? And that way the girls can always go rent them the next Tuesday if they want them.
There you go.
And we have fun, you know? So I learned a lot from those people like Marvin Hamlisch about sharing the great American songbook music, and also sharing who you are and how life is going for you. Because not many of us are, you know, having an easy run here. It's a tough world we live in.
No.
And I think I can keep it kind of personal. I have a family, and so anyway.
That's kind of what it looks like with the title. It says, funny, I'm a woman with children. And I think I've got three little boys myself, pretty similar ages to your children there. And you definitely need a sense of humor. And I kind of think that's what you're hinting at, right? Kind of.
I am. I mean, it is a quote, by the way, for the theater buffs out there. That is a quote from the musical Gypsy by Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim. So I borrowed it completely in spirit of what you're talking about. But it is also an absolutely fantastic standard from musical theater called Small World. That's a sentence from, that's the way it opens. That's the opening line of the song. But it's true. You have to keep a sense of humor about everything. Dating, marriage, life, aging. And that's what my show is about. This particular show is really the most personal show that I've ever done. It's not so much about, sometimes I do things that have, you know, an interest in certain styles or composers or period eras. This one really is about our personal life and how we're going to get through as, you know, as gals, as couples, as husband and wife, as boyfriend and girlfriend, as people. Like, how are we going to keep smiling? Like, it's a little more personal than like a historical show or something like that. I think this is the right spirit for Sag Harbor. I think people can come having had a cocktail, or they'll be in a, you know, we can all have one after.
I like it, kind of giving a contemporary feel to a lot of the classics. Well, a lot of the classics, yeah. Great American Songbook, and like you said, some more modern stuff as well, but sort of giving a contemporary feel instead of a museum type of feel to some of these songs.
Yeah, it won't feel museum, because it's going to feel like it's coming out of this, you know, hopefully this, you know, pretty lively and personal person. You know, I'm not really up to being a school teacher as a cabaret singer. That I've seen that, and I actually find that really interesting, but that's not my thing.
All right.
I was raised by a pretty funny lady, and so she was way funnier than I was. And growing up, I had a fun mom, and I think you know, I learned over time that she always made everyone laugh. She always made everyone feel welcome. Our door was always open at our house in Long Island. And I think, you know, I may have applied that to the way I work, you know.
Very nice. I got to say, I was laughing the other day. I didn't realize that you were the writer of this article until I did a little further digging this morning. I was looking into that the a very funny story there in Beach Magazine. And Beach Magazine, it's all around the Hamptons. You can pick it up, and it's a very funny story. I don't want to give too much away, but
yes,
it kind of
everyone should read it. It is Beach Magazine. It's my I've had a little closet career as a writer. I've published some things, sometimes not under my name, but I started publishing under my name. And Beach Magazine, the music issue, has Billy Joel on the cover, and I do write an article about, and I don't mind saying it, about being contracted by Showtime Television to do a nude scene.
Yeah.
On this series where I play a recurring character. And I was startled, and I'm kind of the opposite person that would normally get that type of phone call. I'm maybe a little too intellectual or something. And I had to process the whole thing about nude scenes and contracts, and it's so silly. And the article's really fun, and it turns out that the man who was in the bed when I showed up was one of my old acting teachers. It's just all surreal. And I think the article is pretty funny. People can actually Google that if they can't find the magazine. Just look up my name, Melissa Errico. Maybe if you wrote Beach Magazine, the article will pop up somehow, you know.
That's it. That sounds
it's
like a lot of fun.
It's pretty sassy. Yeah. You know, I love those wonderful essays through the 80s and the 90s by Nora Ephron.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she said that everything is copy. Like in our lives, you know, we think, oh, God, we're having a terrible day, or, oh, God, my, you know, whatever, your marriage, anything going on in your life. A writer will find all those disasters exactly what you need to sit down and write about.
Mm.
And it's probably true that even whether you're a writer or not, the struggles of everyday life are actually the meat of your life. That's where, whether it's writing or it's, you know, finding the fuel in that.
Yeah.
So writing has been fun. So every frustrating, stupid situation I'm put in as an actor, of which there are innumerable amounts, I've started to write it down.
Great.
I am put in so many stupid situations, one of which I wrote that article about. But
yeah.
I'm going to try to laugh my way instead of cry my way through.
All right. Yeah,
being
yeah.
an actor.
Some of our more uncomfortable stories and situations we find ourselves in kind of, you're right, wind up being the most interesting stories for others to find out about and relate to. And
yeah, if you can overcome stuff, it is what makes you interesting to other people. We all want to know, how did you deal with something awkward? How did you deal with something awful? And, you know, I'm in the meat of life now, you know, I'm midway, and so I respect that in other people so much, and I'm trying to be not as afraid, you know, myself of
great.
Things not being smooth, you know?
All right. Well,
we got to enjoy the bumpy ride. If we don't enjoy the bumpy ride, I don't think we're going to enjoy the ride.
That's it. Both sides. Melissa, you're going to be this Saturday night at the Bay Street Theater here in Sag Harbor. Number for the box office, 631-725-9500. The show is at 8 o'clock this Saturday night. It's going to be a wonderful Broadway cabaret feel, a lot of fun, and I hope people will get those tickets soon and enjoy the show. Now, I know you've also, is this what are you doing the rest of your life? You want to tell us about this song and this?
You're going to play me out with the song. That's nice. This is a song by Michel Legrand, and who won many Oscars. He was a film composer. I always sing some of his music. He wrote Yentl and a lot of songs for Barbra Streisand. But this is a really great tune that really is asking, would you like to spend your life with me? So it's I think on the theme of marriage and carrying on, you know, for the long haul. I think it's a nice way to wrap up our little our chat today.
Sounds good, Melissa. Well, thank you for checking in with us, and I hope you have a great show this weekend, and we hope to see you around more often. Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. This is Melissa Errico.
Are you doing the rest of your life? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life. That you spend it all with me. All the seasons and the times of your days, all the nickels and the dimes of your days, let the reasons and the rhymes of your days begin and end with me. I want to see your face in every kind of light, in fields of dawn and forests of the night, and when you stand tomorrow's waiting deep in your eyes, in the world of love you keep in your eyes. I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss or two.
What a sound. That's Melissa Errico. She's going to be performing live at the Bay Street Theater here in Sag Harbor. Coming up on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets still available. Call over to the box office there. 631-725-9500. Ryan was saying kind of shades of a Dick Robinson show here on Friday night. But that's Melissa Errico. And like I said, she'll be at Bay Street Theater this Saturday night. It's 1142 right now. WLNG time.